Chris Raji, Brad Thompson here with you in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN, and it is time for Sports Off-Center. Thus far this week, Raj, we've had a roller derby. We've talked about that. We had a shin-kicking champion, which those were fun to watch. And we're going to branch out a little bit further, and I just spent way too much time, actually not enough time because I haven't watched the whole season yet or the entire championship, but we are going to head right now to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We're going to bring in the founder and the CEO of World Chase Tag. It is Christian DeVoe. Christian, thank you for taking some time with us today. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks.
I was I've been sitting watching the WCT your fourth season, the highlights on YouTube. Dude, I can't get enough of this Chase Tag, a game that people think about tag and you think about playing it as a child, and you might think, oh, I could play Chase Tag, that seems easy. Dude, you've got some freak athletes playing this. Christian, first of all, how did this come about? How did you even start this World Chase Tag League?
I mean, it just started from just playing tag in the garden with my son. I remember we were one day we had some, I was doing some gardening, so I had a bit of garden rubbish. And while that was sort of strewn about, we collected in piles, started using it as a bit of obstacle. And then it just kind of, we really enjoyed it. And then it just went, the obstacles just got more and more sophisticated. Like, we started to use a bench, then we started to get a couple of bins and then put like a top over it, so you could go under it. And then so you then had a couple of movements. You're running, you're jumping over stuff, then you're going under stuff. And then it just sort of expanded out from there, really. And everything we do now is just kind of just trying to get, like, different movements in the obstacles so that it's not just the same style of movement over and over again.
So
and, so we just started out. We devised a way of timing, so we could see who is better at we, in England, we call it. So we wanted to see who's better, me and my son, yeah. And then we just sort of started up from that. We had a meetup group in London. We used to just use barrier tape as the obstacles, and then we just would meet with other adults and play it. And then from there, we went into parkour gyms because they had sort of at the time parkour was beginning to open up. And there was a gym that had some pretty good obstacles that you could, they had sort of boxes and bars that could be attached in a certain way. So you can change the layup each time. And that was quite useful. But it was never, we never quite got the exact quad or the shape that we wanted. So in the end, my brother joined me and we put together about £5,000 worth of scaffolding. We just basically made our first quad, and we got some parkour guys in. And then as soon as we saw, because me and my brother aren't so good at chase tag, but when you see the good parkour athletes doing it, then we thought, wow, this, yeah, we got to continue this. Because we were very lucky. We approached a guy called Kai Willis, who was in a team called Storm, and he got together two groups of guys. Like, he got together some guys from Storm, so he got four athletes from Storm, and he got four athletes from a team called Stora, who at the time they probably had on YouTube, they had like maybe, I think they had about 50,000 subscribers on YouTube. And now, the last time I looked, they had about 5.5 million, and they made like the best videos. Stora have just exploded. And so when, you know, seeing these, like, we were very lucky that Kai put together such a team of like talented athletes, but as soon as we saw them, we just thought, man, we've got to continue with this.
Yeah, so I'm watching it right now as we're speaking, and for people to have a visual of what's going on here, it's a square area, you call it a quad, and what are the dimensions actually?
It's in meters, it's 12.5 meters.
We'll figure it out.
40 foot. I think that's about 40 something foot, yeah.
So it's about 40. Yeah, it's 40 by 40. There are rails and bars and platforms in this area. And so people can, you know, it's parkour, like you're talking about. People can slide under the bars or jump over stuff. And it's really intense as you watch it. So as this is happening, as you find these guys who do the parkour and then they want to be a part of this thing that you're building. How quickly did it really take off?
Actually, when we did, so shortly after we did that like test event, we then thought, okay, this is good. We need to do it. But the test event that we did had, it's what we call like ultimate tag. It was where the status of tag transfers from person to person. And I've got a patent that allows you to develop technology like smart fabrics, but it's quite expensive to initiate. So we decided to sort of change rules and just have it much, much simpler. One-on-one chasing, right? And so we set up this basic set of rules, and we did our first event. And I could come on to the rules in a minute, but when we did that first event, we had four teams, and there was one chase in particular that was with a guy from Stora called Sasha Powell, and he was against a guy called Danny Ilabaka, who Danny was almost like an old-school goat, like parkour guy, who'd kind of not done so much in parkour so recently. And so when that video came out on, literally came out like 1st of January 2017, that video just went, it just went viral on Facebook. It did like 1.8 million views on Facebook. And then as soon as that happens, you then pop up on the feed with like Lad Bible, Unilad, V-Trend, and all those sort of big Facebook pages. So we had our event footage was being shared by these huge sites. So we generated a lot of views like worldwide. Like I clocked quite a lot of them. And in the first sort of couple of years, I don't really keep track of it so much more. And our strategy has changed a little bit. But we did about like 250 million views if you add all of those views up. And then that sort of allowed us to sort of get the ball rolling. But it happened from the time that first video came out, it kind of things started to move pretty quickly.
So as I'm watching this, again, the way the setup is, all the bars that you use are black. The platforms are black. And it looks like it would be very easy to lose sight of where something is. Has anybody been like seriously hurt by running into one of these things or, you know, breaking something like a face?
Our strategy, what we are aiming for, we do like the main events, so we use like just elite parkour athletes, and they have a bit of time to prepare. They know what the quad is, they know, they plan their sort of moves, and they're used to like assessing their own danger levels and their own capabilities. There was in the WCT2, we had one guy, Mehdi Hadim. He vaulted over a particular bar and landed. There was a sort of 45-degree bar that he could have landed on, and that was probably the worst injury. But it was just a twisted ankle. But he was in quite a lot of pain, you know, when you twist it. He didn't tear ligaments or anything, but he was writhing around in a bit of pain. Apart from that, we've had a few bumps and bruises. I'd be lying if I said we didn't. But, touch wood, we haven't had at any of our events, we haven't had anything that required like major medical attention. We do also work a bit in the gyms and, you know, again, people have knocked themselves out. But I think that a lot of people think that we should pad up like American football. But a lot of the parkour, if you put the thing about helmets is that it gives you a false sense of security. So if you wear a helmet and other padding, you then throw yourself around more. And then that increases the likelihood of doing something more dangerous. Yeah, and it's like a reverse psychology that if you know that you don't have the protection, you work at the pace. You work at your capabilities.
That's what they say about rugby. People think that if you know rugby players don't have helmets, and so maybe football players shouldn't either. But rugby players still get injured.
Yeah, they do. They do. The thing with rugby is, and with American football, you are aiming to take the other guy out. Yeah, that's not the purpose of tag. You're not aiming to take him out. It's not like you're allowed to body slam someone and that's your tag. And we do have like a red card and a yellow card system. If someone is suspected of being too dangerous for himself or towards the opponent, the referee has the opportunity to give him a yellow card for a warning and a red card to send him straight out. And if you're out of that you're out of the tournament, you know. So, yeah, if we see someone behaving in that way, we'll just take them out.
We are talking to the founder and the CEO of World Chase Tag. It's Christian DeVoe, and I'm telling you, do yourself a favor. Go to worldchasetag.com, watch their videos, check them out on YouTube. You're going to love it. Finally, Christian, I want to know for you, what is the goal? What is next? What do you see in the future for WCT?
I mean, we've got a really exciting, it's a shame, you know, things have been put on hold a little bit while we lock down to get over this recent crisis. But as soon as that's finished, hopefully next month we'll have a game-changing announcement. And I can't say more than that yet because we're just sort of working through the details for it. But basically, what we want to do is expand this out. And we've, you know, I've created the foundations all around the world. We have really good people that we're working with in Japan, in Korea, in China, in America particularly, and South America as well, and then all over different countries in Europe. And we want to put together like a proper world championships that has teams from properly represented from all of these major continents and countries. And you're going to see that on American TV hopefully this year, and definitely from this point onwards.
Christian, we look forward to it. We appreciate the time learning about World Chase Tag. And again, everybody's got to go check this out. And I promise you, you're going to be sitting in front of your TV or your computer for a long time watching these amazing athletes. Christian, thank you again and best of luck.
Thank you very much for having me on. You guys take care.
You do the same. Stay safe. That's Christian DeVoe, the founder and CEO of World Chase Tag. And seriously, you got some freak athletes doing this stuff.
You got to go watch it. It's all over YouTube. It's really entertaining.
It is. So I wanted to ask, but I didn't want to. It would be disrespectful due to the fact that these are really good athletes doing this. And when you watch the videos, you'll see. But I was wondering if you ever thought about the idea of, I don't know why I'm thinking here, but I'm thinking Mario Kart, right? I'm thinking like oil spills.
Oh, like the banana peel.
Yeah, I want to be able to drop stuff behind me, like giving a prop when somebody's chasing me.
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to go next level here, but that would end up hurting some of the athletes.
Somebody's going to get hurt.
Probably.
But can you see watching this how you could totally, and I know they get time to practice and prepare in each setup, but like you could totally lose sight of one of those black rails and run right into it.
Yep.
Really, a face right into it. It's dangerous as hell, man.
Yeah. I actually don't like the fact that they tell everybody they know what the course is already and they get a chance to practice on it. I want them to come out blindfolded and say, we're going. Here we go.
Yeah, like
tag.
Paint it like bright yellow so they can see and then let them go out there and do it. By the way, I think, and we can always learn something from the English, we should say rubbish more often.
And touch wood.
And touch wood. I don't know what that is.
It's like knock on wood. Same thing. Knock on wood, touch wood. Same thing.
Really?
Yeah, he said touch wood, it doesn't happen. Yeah, knock on wood. Same thing.
I have never ever heard that.
Yeah.
Have you heard that before?
It's trending.
It is?
Yeah, it is. That and somebody in the NFL has coronavirus.
Huh.
We'll tell you about it next. What's Trending is on 101 ESPN.